USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat speaks in Brussels, Belgium, at an event called Reforming the Rules-Based International Order. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling NATO allies,
under President Trump, we are not abandoning international leadership or our friends in the international system. Indeed, quite the contrary.
Pompeo blasting critics who claim that Trump's America First policy is dangerous to long-established multinational institutions like NATO.
He was a true Renaissance man, a great gentleman, a great diplomat.
That's one of the many who've been filing through the U.S. Capitol Rotunda to pay their respects to the former President George H.W. Bush, who passed away last Friday. The round-the-clock public viewing continues through tomorrow morning, followed by a funeral at the National Cathedral. President Trump's to hold a private meeting with the Bush family today. This is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
CIA Chief Gina Haspel's to discuss the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi with a small group of U.S. senators today. The briefing coming after senators have repeatedly requested information after Haspel's absence from last week's briefing. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said there's no clear evidence that Jamal Khashoggi's death at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Turkey was ordered by the Saudi Crown Prince. Sources tell NBC News, though, that chairs and ranking members of the Senate Armed Services and Foreign Relations Committee will be among those being briefed by Haspel today. Urban Meyer will retire after coaching the Ohio State Buckeyes in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Meyer had been suspended for the first three games of the season after an investigation looked into his handling of claims of domestic violence made against a former assistant coach. Meyer has also been battling health issues. The team's offensive coordinator Ryan Day will take over as head coach on January 2nd, and this is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
President Trump has reached an agreement with Chinese leaders not to impose any new tariffs for at least 90 days while trade talks continue. Today, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says that agreement was not meant to be lengthy.
This is a question of commitments, which is very, very important. It's a question of topics. This is much bigger and much broader than anything we've ever talked about.
The president's also agreed to cancel planned January 1st increases in tariffs he's already imposed. The White House, in turn, getting what's called a very substantial purchase of American farm, energy, and industrial goods from China. Wall Street's reacted well to the news as stocks were surging yesterday. Protesters in Hoover, Alabama, remain upset over the fatal police shooting of a young black man who'd been mistaken as a gunman in a mall on Thanksgiving evening. At last night's city council meeting in Hoover, activists and protesters were calling for the mayor and the police chief to both resign over how the case has been handled. Protesters say if the city doesn't respond to their demands by noon today, they'll release the name of the officer involved in the shooting, and they are threatening they'd shut down the city. And don't expect mail tomorrow. The Postal Service suspending mail delivery and retail service at your local post office in honor of former President George H.W. Bush. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.